You had mascots.
We do for Eskimo Joe and Buffy. We've never actually acted out and gone forward and created mascots for the other two restaurants. Something I've engaged in, I've thought about, but we've not pulled the trigger and done that. I still think it's great marketing because you should see the looks on the faces of young people when Eskimo Joe and Buffy come walking up. You know, the kids just go nuts. To this day, Eskimo Joe and Buffy will be on the field at the football games, and they're in the homecoming parade. They make an appearance at Kids Night every week at Eskimo Joe's. Just any time, every time we can get them in front of the public, the response is just off the charts.
Who launched cheese fries for you?
Well, you know, Robert Williams gets the credit for putting them on the menu. It was really his idea to take these fresh-cut fries, which people were raving about, just basically top them with Monterey Jack and cheddar cheeses, just like basically nachos. I mean, just think of nachos in your mind with the melted cheese on the top. Instead of putting a corn chip underneath it, you're just putting a fresh-cut french fry. So it's a very simple concept. We had them on our menu starting in 1984. But in 1990, in May of 1990, President George H.W. Bush, President number 41, came to Stillwater and in Lewis Field did the commencement address for the graduates that year. And one of his opening lines was, "I wish Barbara could be with me here today. She did tell me to get a beer and some cheese fries over at Eskimo Joe's." That comment by the President of the United States absolutely made cheese fries our signature item from that day forward. In fact, after the commencement exercise, every table we sat ordered cheese fries. And the way we do cheese fries, we send them through a cheese melter on a piece of china. We use Fiestaware china. The cheese gets melted right onto the fries, and that plate comes out piping hot. So that we can serve it, we just set it on top of another piece of china, and we present it that way. Well, we ran out of china because we'd never sold that many cheese fries before. It was just a turning point. But truly, 22 years later, in 2012, cheese fries are still our signature item, and that was the day. The other thing he mentioned, the crowd settled down after his first comment about cheese fries and a beer over at Eskimo Joe's. He said, hoping at the same time they have enough T-shirts for all the grandchildren. And the crowd goes nuts again. So we took that cue. We did a little research, found out about all of the extended family, the mothers and the dads and all the kids and everybody. Everybody in the Bush family got Joe's T-shirts that next week. That would have included, of course, George W. and Laura Bush and their twins. All of them got T-shirts that next week. So very exciting time. I've actually got photographs from that day and a nice letter from President Bush who followed it up and thanked us for the shirts. Later on, Barbara Bush came and gave an address on the campus, and I've got a beautiful picture of her sporting her Joe for President button. And then in 2006, George W. Bush came and gave the commencement exercise. And again, gave Eskimo Joe's a nice little plug. So the Bush family are true heroes to me.
Yeah, we call this earned media on NBC. Jimmy Fallon mentioned you.
That was fantastic.
Tell us about that.
Well, Jimmy Fallon came and was a comedian at what they called Orange Peel. The students put on this fabulous entertainment opportunity for everybody to come and see bands and entertainers. Fallon found out about our big Thursday night promotion, and, you know, he said, boy, if I'd have gone there, I don't know if I'd ever gotten out of school or something, how inexpensive it was to drink beer. But anyway, he held up our Joe's Cup and gave us a very, very nice plug on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Sports Illustrated, also online magazine, named Joe's the third best collegiate sports bar in the United States.
That was just phenomenal. You know, some of that stuff just crops up and you don't even really know how they've done their research. You know, we were never interviewed for that, but wonderful press. The Sporting News called us the best post-game hangout one time, and there was actually a quote from Coach Bill Self, who's, of course, the head coach at the University of Kansas now, but was an assistant to Eddie Sutton and who played at Oklahoma State. And Bill told him it was the best post-game hangout and to try the Skylab Fallout, which is one of our famous drinks here at Eskimo Joe's. Awfully appreciative of Bill giving us that plug, and I will proudly tell you that when Bill comes to town with the University of Kansas, all of his staff and team always eat at Eskimo Joe's. And Bill's a big fan of our foul thing as well.
What is the foul thing?
Well, the foul thing was really the next menu item we added after the very simple menu we started with. And a young man that we hired, his name was Jeff Casey. I remember like it was yesterday. said, hey, when I worked at this other restaurant, they had this fabulous marinade, and they just did a great chicken breast sandwich. We said, well, can you replicate? He said, well, I get pretty close. So anyway, he makes up this marinade. We said, ooh, that's pretty good. So anyway, we started selling a marinated chicken breast sandwich. We called it a foul thing. I mentioned a fellow before in this interview. His name was Chuck Stewart. Chuck was just a fun and funny guy, and his nickname was Foul Thing because he was such a foul individual. Obviously, there's a play on words with foul here, but at any rate, Chuck was so significant to our business in that, one, he was a good customer, but two, he introduced me to Mike Stavas. He talked me into creating this first anniversary T-shirt. So really a very significant character in our history. We wanted to name that chicken sandwich after our friend Foul Chuck. Chuck Stewart, we decided to call it Eskimo Joe's Famous Foul Thing. Today, that is a registered trademark with the United States Patent Office because we didn't ever want to see a foul thing on anybody else's menu.